Bubba Wallace responds to Trump, use love to deal with hate from the POTUS. By Joshua Kaplan on July 6, 2020. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace responded to President Donald Trump's call for him to apologize for claiming a noose was left in his garage stall, urging fans to use love against hate, including hate from the POTUS. Wallace wrote in a statement shared to Twitter, "Your words and actions will always be held to a higher standard than others. You have to be prepared for that. You don't learn these things in school. You learn them from trials and tribulations, the ups and downs this crazy world provides. You will always have people testing you, seeing if they can knock you off your pedestal. I encourage you to keep your head held high and walk proudly on the path you have chosen. Never let anybody tell you can't do something. God put us all here for a reason. Find that reason and be proud of it and work your tails off every day towards it. All the hates are doing is elevating your voice and platform to much great heights. Last thing, always deal with the hate being thrown at you with love. Love over hate every day. Love should come naturally as people are taught to hate. Even when it's hate from the POTUS. Love wins." Earlier Monday, President Trump asked his over 82 million Twitter followers if Wallace had expressed remorse to fellow NASCAR drivers who stood by him amid the noose controversy. Has at Bubba Wallace apologized to all of those great NASCAR drivers and officials who came to his aid, stood by his side, and were willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out that the whole thing was just another hoax? That and flag decision has caused lowest ratings ever. The president wrote on Twitter. As Breitbart News previously reported, last month, track officials alerted NASCAR that what appeared to be a noose had been left hanging in the garage used by Bubba Wallace at the Talladega Superspeedway before the start of the later postponed GEICO 500. The report spurred the whole of the NASCAR community to stand up with Wallace in a show of force against racism. NASCAR even brought in the FBI to investigate the crime. But the FBI soon determined that the so-called noose was just a pull rope on a garage door, and many of the garages had them. There was no noose, no crime, and no racism. Following the FBI's findings, Wallace refused to apologize for the controversy, instead declaring that he was pissed that his integrity had been called into question. "I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity," the NASCAR driver said in an interview with CNN's Don Lemon. "It was a noose," he added. "Whether tied in 2019 or whatever, it was a noose. So, it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I'm saying."